The further east you travel from Europe, the more the music of Asia begins to blend in, a reflection of thousands of years of travel and intermingling of cultures along the trade routes of the Balkans and Asia Minor. As those influences creep in, the melodies become microtonal, using notes in between the 12 tones Western ears are accustomed to, and the rhythms expand beyond the 3, 4, and 6-count time schemes that European music largely relies on. It's a sound that's once unfamiliar and instantly identifiable. Kip McAtee and his band, Partners in Time, specialize in the unusual scales and quirky rhythms of the Balkans and the Near East. Kip's with us in our studio, and he brought his oud. Good morning, Kip.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
My first question is, what's an oud?
Yeah, it's a predecessor to the guitar, I'd say. It's probably 5,000 years old. It's a great big fat lute-like thing, but it has no frets on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very plaintive and deep.
And it has, five courses, but you'd say doubled strings, and then a single bass string.
Yeah.
So the range is sort of low to high. Just kind of play.
It's kind of similar to a guitar, but down a fourth.
Mm-hmm. So just play across the strings once for me. Yeah, it goes lower than a guitar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nice fat bass string.
Yeah.
And this is not, you don't play chords, you play melodies.
You can play chords on it, but Middle Eastern music is very melodic and doesn't have as much chords as we do in Western music.
Which precedes Western music, you were telling me.
Thousands of years, I think.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. One of the things, a comment you made earlier when we were talking was that if you... And I have this vision in my mind of a map of this music of different parts of the world. And so in Europe, you have 12 tones, the piano as a dominant instrument. And then as you move toward India, you have the sitar, which very complex scales. A lot of notes in between our 12 tones.
Yes.
And it almost kind of like that, you can trace that movement. You can almost make a grid of where the scales change, where the rhythms change, yeah?
Right. There's a geography to the sound, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I learned first to play Bulgarian music, which is very different from Western music, but very close to Bulgaria is Romania and Hungary, and they sound practically classical. They have violins and cymbalums and really very familiar sounding stuff.
Which originally, what country is the country of origin for that instrument?
Oh, I don't know that. Maybe Egypt. But I'm studying with a musician, Cern Broni, and then he's taught me music from Turkey and Armenia mainly. But it's all over Persia and certainly down to Egypt.
And it has a number of scales that are more than 100 scales, right?
Right. It's very rich melodically, and there's supposed to be 144 maqams. They call the scales their maqams.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all kinds of exotic, intervals, as you described, and different scales. It's a different vocabulary from the chords and harmonies of Western classical music.
Very different, yeah. What was the scale you played me earlier?
The iconic scale from the Middle East is Hijaz, and that sort of says Lawrence of Arabia to everybody, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah, yeah. And yet you have a whole variation in scales and in time signatures. You know, we're very used to 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But you go way beyond that with some really what almost would seem to be broken rhythms to a Western ear, yeah?
That's what originally drew me to Bulgarian music, because they're very into 11s and odd time signatures. And that's true, too, in the Middle East. And then they also do these very slow time counts that I was describing to you earlier, where it's another dimension to these time signatures, where it's just a 10. It's not that exotic, but it's slow. So you have to keep track of when you get to the 10.
Yeah, which seems really difficult to a Western-trained musician, because you tend to get locked into things, don't you?
Right. And the other beautiful thing about Middle Eastern music is they don't phrase all their melodies straight on the bar line like we tend to do in American music. So even though they're counting to something like a slow 10, the melody runs right over the end of it and keeps going. So the bar line is just sort of a guideline.
Guideline rather than a rule.
Yeah, right.
Just play a couple of scales for me on that. We're going to hear a fuller musical thing in the second half of the show, but I'm just curious to hear a little more of the sound of that instrument.
That's a familiar minor scale. But then they'll hit that note. So that's a microtone, and to us that sounds like an error.
Yeah, that's not a note you're going to find on a piano unless there's something seriously wrong with your piano.
So they have a notation for that, and they have arguably four notes in between each note on the piano, on the adjacent note on the piano. So there's a whole dimension to all that. I'm a relatively new oud player, so I'm not going to sit here and give you a treatise on microtones, but I know a few of them.
Well, it certainly takes us a little further than we knew beforehand, Kip. I appreciate it. And we're going to bring you back and hear a song from you in the second half of the show. But thanks very much for that. Kip McAtee plays oud, guitar, and other stringed instruments in Partners in Time, which is performing in our Atherton studio this Saturday. He'll be back in the second half of the show to dig a little deeper into the music of the oud.